rock, Jesus, the revelation of Jesus, will build the church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Not that the gates of hell are chasing us. We stomp the gates. Gates don't move. We storm them. Serious. The church is on offense, not defense. Don't you forget that. Satan's not chasing us down with his gate saying, oh! Sorry. That's crazy, right? So Jesus says, Peter, wow, that's awesome. Daddy revealed that to you. You've just heard from God. That's amazing. Awesome. A couple sentences later, Peter gets it in mind that Jesus says, I'm going to be crucified. Peter says, no, this shall never happen to you. Jesus says, get behind me, Satan, for you have in mind the things of man and not the things of God. Why did he call him Satan? Because he had in mind the things of man and not the things of God. David, God told me to fast. You have in mind the things of man and not the things of God. Peter was rebuked and called Satan for that. I'm not calling you Satan, but I'm telling you that what God told me is what I need to do. Since Jesus told Peter a couple of scriptures earlier, blessed are you, Simon, you've heard from God. It's true that a couple sentences later, we could be thinking like a mere man and Jesus could rebuke us, correct? So anytime you have in mind the things of man and not the things of God, you're thinking demonically in nature. Does that make sense? If Jesus could rebuke Peter, we should be able to take it. So if your common sense tells you, let's say you're in checkout line. I'll just use this as an example.